Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks, and joining us, congressional candidate Monica Trunnell.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good, good. So where are you today and on your long travels?
The minivan just crossed 180,000 miles. I'm hoping it's going to get through to over 200 for this campaign cycle. Today I'm in Missoula, so doing some work here and talking to folks here in Missoula County, which is great. Yesterday was in Lake and in Flathead counties and met with folks there. I was in Gallatin County talking with folks about housing across the entire Western District.
One of the things we're starting to see here is, first of all, that the southern border appears to be the big campaign issue right now, and everybody's choosing sides. Montana's governor is sending 10 of our National Guard troops down to the border to support Texas. What kind of feedback are you getting on that?
Yeah, so there's a bill in Congress right now that's passed out of the Senate that would shut fentanyl down right now. It would secure the border. And it would fund our Democratic partners in Ukraine. But the Congress is playing games. Ryan Zinke is playing games. He is refusing to do right by Montana by securing the border and shutting down fentanyl, all for political gains. He's going on vacation. I read the bill. I've talked about it a number of times. It's a good bill. It stops fentanyl. We need that to happen right now. That could happen. That bill, President Biden has said he would sign it into law. The Senate passed it. It's written by Republicans at the request of Republicans, passed out of the Senate. It's sitting there. The House won't touch it because they want to play political games. That is absolutely wrong. People's lives are at risk, and this could be stopped. I would vote for that bill, and we would have fentanyl stopped. We would have our border secured, and we would be doing right by Ukraine.
Monica, one of the things we hear about is it's voting. It's all about voting. You're going to vote for an R. You're going to vote for a D. It's all about the votes. But the reality is that when you get to Congress, you're going to be on committees and doing a lot of work, developing policy and things like that. Have you given any thought to what committees you'd like to be assigned to?
Whatever committee I'm on, I'm going to serve Montana. So, I'm not looking at what seat in the boat that I'm going to be rowing in. I'm trying to get in the boat so I can pull hard and deliver some wins for Montana. And, that's what it's about. Legislating is like the work I've been doing my whole career here in Montana. You put your head down, you talk to folks, you listen to what the needs are, just like I was doing in Flathead yesterday. We had the housing roundtable, had lots of folks there listening, talking. What works for you? What works in Kalispell? What works in Whitefish? What works in Flathead County? That's what I'll do. That's what I've been doing. And we'll write some good legislation for Montana because I know Montana.
Just kind of give me an idea of some of the comments that you got. I'm sure everybody's concerned, but I'm not hearing a lot of people coming up with bright ideas.
Well, you should come to our panel. We'll have another one. We'll have a follow-on panel. So the second half of the panel was addressed to solutions. So we went around and everybody said if, they had all the money and all the power, what would they do to solve the housing issues that we're facing? And people have some good, really creative solutions. So, some of the ones, the Habitat for Humanity, they have some really good models of actually getting homes built across the district. There are 2,000 new housing units coming online in Kalispell. There's lots of good work being done across the district. And, it seems like the press doesn't want to hear the good news these days. So, yeah. No, not taking a dig at you there, guys.
Yeah, right.
But there are good solutions. We have to... Lowering the cost of money, it looks like that might happen. That might shake some of the inventory loose that needs to happen. And, interesting programs like being able to stack some of the low-cost money that is out there, the HUD funds, the other things, the adjusting the average median income so that every county, if a combined income in your household is $80,000 a year, you can't qualify for some of these programs, and that needs to change. So, because with the average house in Kalispell at well over $500,000, you're not going to be able to afford that on $80,000 a year, but you're still priced out of the average median income to qualify for some of the low interest rate loans. And so these are real solutions, not that hard to implement. It could be done now. And so I hear folks talking about that, and there are ways to address this. And, you know, there might not be a single thread that we can pull to solve the housing crisis. But I think, you know, little by little, pushing here, pulling there, working together, we can get this done. And this issue isn't just Western Montana. It's across the country. Everybody is facing this solution. But my hope is that, because unlike Charles Schultz, for better or worse, I'm an intrepid optimist. Optimism can be expensive, but but without it, we can't change things. So I'm an optimist, and I really believe that working together, we can solve this. And in Western Montana, this is across ages. Seniors don't have nursing homes to go to because they've been closing. Young people are saying, I can't afford a home in Montana right now, which is true. I have three daughters. They want to live here, but they can't afford to buy a home. So many people have that same story, and we can fix it. And I think in Western Montana, if we set the stage and show the way, that, you know, we can be a model for the country. I'm very hopeful for that.
Monica Trunell is our guest. She's a candidate for the 1st Congressional District, which is encompassing Western Montana. One of the things that makes Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act work is expansion of Medicaid. And it seems like here in Montana, we are going just the opposite direction with Medicaid now. Any solutions for that?
Well, I think that, you know, the state legislature has to do the right thing by continuing to allow Medicaid in our rural communities. And without it, our hospitals would close. Our rural hospitals would close, period. It is absolutely needed to deliver services for across Montana, not just rural Montana, Missoula, Kalispell. So we need to do that. We need to make sure that the reimbursement rates are realistic and that are covering the costs. That's not happening in some areas. So those are things that I would work on to make sure that, you know, Kalispell, Logan Health, that they're getting paid for the services that they deliver. They absolutely rely on that in order to keep their doors open. So those are local solutions. I've heard that across the district. Interestingly, at a couple of the independently owned hospitals, one of the suggestions was to get rid of the intermediary. So the, you know, the Medicaid Advantage and the Humanas of the world that are basically interjecting another layer of bureaucracy. So people are getting taken advantage of, and there's more profit at your expense being inserted into the system. So there are, like I said, good solutions coming from our local folks across the district. People know what they need. So I'm listening, and I'm going to deliver.
Monica Trunell, always a fruitful conversation with you. Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thanks, John and Robin. Always happy to join and talk about issues going on across the district and in Flathead County. Thanks for the work you do.
All right, be safe in that minivan, all right?
Have a great day. Bye-bye.